This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of Rudy Giuliani's so-called fixers is prepared to cooperate with the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A Soviet-born associate of Rudy Giuliani reverses course and is now prepared to cooperate in the impeachment inquiry. Lev Parnas' attorney, in a letter to the impeachment investigators, writes he will honor a subpoena to appear. Joseph Bondi also cautions the committees that they must make sure they do not infringe on his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Parnas and Igor Fruman are said to have aided Giuliani's efforts to oust U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The two were arrested at an airport with one-way tickets out of the country. Next to be released by the committees, the interview transcripts of former Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Tim McGuire, Washington.
40 years after the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran marked that anniversary by announcing that it is speeding up uranium processing by using new, faster centrifuges. A U.S. official who called the announcement nuclear blackmail said it's an attempt by Tehran to get the worried European signatories of the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement to make concessions to Iran. Britain's intelligence agency, the MI5, downgraded the country's terrorist threat level from severe to a substantial on Monday. That level was first raised from substantial to severe in August of 2014. That is due to the rise of the Islamic State group in Syria as well as Iraq. While most of the UK's terror level has decreased, Northern Ireland has remained at a severe risk since 2010, which when terror threats from Northern Ireland were recorded